doing the thing. What a great start. Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic might be X part two. We have a lot going on, I feel.
We do. We have a lot to catch up on. You just came back from the land of the lobster.
I did, yes. I was in Nova Scotia for...
That was pretty good.
Thank you. For my sister's wedding. And also this episode started with, we are currently at my parents' house because I am dog sitting.
Oh my God, another exclusive for the Patreon's new set.
New background just dropped. and Brie and Julia is also here on her phone, like an iPad baby.
Yeah, we set her up in the corner with a juice box and on her iPad. And
said, shut the fuck up. but Brie and Julia were startled by some of the things happening around us. Mm. And one of those things is that my blind dog has an accessible toy that makes noise.
It's so sweet.
It's really cute. Yeah. So she can find it.
Okay. I've got a question
though.
That's
not it though.
Does it make...
Har, watch out. She's literally about to...
Oh,
Har.
Oh no. Down. Oh no. Har, down. Oh. You're so cute. Harley, lay down. Okay, I've got a question about this accessible toy, though.
Yeah.
I think it's a hoax.
Why?
Because when it's making sound, she's already fucking found it.
No, because it, like, she'll be, like, playing with it and, like, nudging it around, and it rolls away.
Oh, so she can hear where it's rolling, too.
She can kind of chase it around.
Okay.
It's like when she has a ball that you can... She's literally going to step on this laptop, mm-hmm. isn't she? Mm-hmm. She has a ball that you can chuck... With like a chuck it,
okay.
And she'll run full speed on a field. You have to do it somewhere that there's no obstacles. And you have to chuck it, like, she'll go full speed, but it also makes noise. It makes like a whistle in the air so she can find
it. It's like
it.
Mariah Carey, just whistle, yeah. Whistle tones.
She's like, oh my God, I love her music. Big fan.
Oh my God.
I'm going to kick this off with some wedding recap.
Okay, I love that. But before, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe. Well, do you want the people to rate us five stars, or you don't really care about that anymore?
I think we need to bring back the threats. We have not been seeing a lot of reviews.
I've got a question. Julia, have you rated us five stars?
How do I do that?
Living in your own home.
You know what? It's the people closest to you.
The dagger that she
literally
holds behind her back.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Wow.
I'm sleeping with one.
Wow.
What
disgusting.
A fucking evil.
The fact that
evil
you get
person.
Up every morning and look her in the eyes and she's
lying right to my face every day.
It's awful.
It's like she's pretending that she's a supportive partner and that her family's safe. You but really, she hasn't even rated us five stars.
And her family is
not even close. Yeah. So far from. Oh, good. My phone's about to die.
Oh, nice.
Perfect.
That's 20%. That's totally fine.
This is normal. You know what? As always, the patrons are just getting so much.
So much.
You know, we're so generous to them. They give us money and then we give them half-ass videos that are just cutting out.
Yeah.
No, usually you get every episode on video. Today you're going to get probably about 20 minutes of the episode on video.
Yes, and it's on Bree's phone.
Yeah, so. Things have been happening. Sean's back from the East Coast.
Yes, so I'll give you a quick little recap of this wedding.
Okay.
My overarching summation is that straight people are so wild. Do you like that word?
Yeah.
Straight people are so wild. And things happened at this wedding that... Mm. I don't even think would cross the minds of queer people at a wedding, let alone just on the street. So number one has nothing to do. Well, he was straight, but I don't think that was the issue.
Okay.
This time. My sister.
For once, the straightness wasn't the problem.
Yeah. My sister, bless her soul, had, and I feel really bad saying it, the worst wedding DJ I've ever experienced in my entire life.
No, because see, that scares me because that to me is like a top priority.
Totally. And I will say she planned the entire wedding from across the country. So like you kind of expect there to be hiccups.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, of course.
But this wedding DJ... played the wrong song for her husband to walk down the aisle. Then there was like no exaggeration, like a 2 minute break before her song came on. Wrong song for that too.
No, no, no.
Yes. Then we were all supposed to like do a cheesy like dance out of the ceremony. Yeah. No music played. To the point that literally we had to decide that had been long enough that we just walked away in silence. There's the accessible toy.
Wait, no. You're kidding me.
Dead serious.
So, like, what do you mean you all came out getting ready to do the cheesy dance and then it was just, I feel like we're in a haunted house.
I know, it's like being in a rainforest toy. Cafe.
Oh, yes,
she was just choosing what toy she wanted.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm going to say something bold and brave.
Yeah.
You started this point by saying this wasn't an issue of straightness. I believe it is.
You know, it was definitely a contributing factor. I was trying to
I don't think a gay person would do this to somebody.
No,
I don't think a gay man especially would do this. I'll go out on a limb here. I think sooner would a lesbian do this.
It did
to
have
somebody.
A little lesbian.
Lesbian energy. Sure.
Yeah. Bad DJ. That's a queer woman.
That is. You hit the nail on the fucking head there.
So that's happening. My sister is obviously like fuming because he basically not ruined because the ceremony was like lovely. And
no, but you plan all that.
You
stuff
plan all
out.
That, and it's your hopefully one time doing it.
Yeah,
like this person took that moment from you.
Of
it's
course,
so
yeah.
frustrating. When we're all walking away, instead of like panicking and being like, oh, I'm not playing the right music, he's standing there and clapping with everybody as we're all walking away.
Wait, what?
Yes. So
he's
then,
like, get off yeah. the stage.
No, like he's like happily like, oh my God, look at them. They're all leaving. Like he's like happily.
Like he has no fucking clue what's going on.
So then we go into the guest house where we all like walked into and my sister's trying not to. If you knew my sister too, she is a fiery woman.
Okay, yes.
So
yeah.
like to get her to
what's your star sign?
Hers? Yeah. Aries as well.
Okay, yeah.
To get her to not absolutely choke this man out was feat in itself.
Yes.
So while we're all fuming in this guest house, we look and he's taking photos of his setup in front of the view. For
to
like
promote
Instagram.
It for
like,
Instagram.
Oh, I did such a good job. What? There's nobody is even touching this fucking toy.
It's got a life of its own.
Jesus Christ. So,
it is very Rainforest Cafe vibes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. DM us on Instagram if you've been to Rainforest Cafe.
Apparently it's they still exist ever. In the States.
What?
I want to go.
I want to go
there's
too.
There's like five left though.
I can still smell it.
We should really?
Like I can smell
in my
what
mind
that
it smells,
place
like,
smells
a,
like
a public pool.
Exactly. Yeah. Because there's so much chlorine in the water
the, like,
and like the
yeah.
mist and everything to like try and sanitize
okay.
it.
So maybe
yeah.
I do smell it.
And I can see the like animatronic gorillas.
Being like really, really
yeah.
on the tree with the face.
Yes.
So.
We should go.
Yeah. So he's taking photos of his setup. Mm-hmm. Then we come in to like Pitbull's fucking Fireball, the straightest thing I've ever experienced. And we're like giving out Fireball shots to everybody.
Fun.
He played the right song there.
Yeah.
And then
he plays a different song.
Yeah, literally.
No one gets it. They're like, why do we have these Fireball shots?
Honestly. So then he plays Fireball. We all come out to Fireball, blah, blah. First dances come. Wrong song for the newlyweds first song. Wrong song. Wrong song for the newlyweds, like husband and Or mother-daughter.
No, I'm so confused at this point. How does he not have just a list in front of him of what songs to fucking
they
play?
They gave him a list. All the versions, all the songs, when to start them, full list.
So
like,
at
my
this
sister
point,
did the damn thing.
At this point, I'm like, did he just disregard the list he was just picking?
Well, so the conspiracy theory is that he was high as fuck.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because somebody found a package the next day of like high dose THC gummies in the garbage. And we asked around and this toy, honestly.
I love it.
Where is it?
I don't know.
It's that.
You know what? I was going to say, as soon as he was clapping along and just vibing.
High vibes.
That he's just, because he wasn't stressed at
all
about it.
He was not stressed. So all this is going down, plays the wrong song for first dance, plays the wrong song for son, mother dance, plays the wrong song for father, daughter dance.
Is your sister ready to murder
my sister's
at this point?
Ready. My sister cried.
No.
Which is like cardinal sin on a wedding day.
Yeah.
And
Fuck.
And while this is happening, while he's fucking up the song for father-daughter dance, yeah, people are like rushing the DJ booth trying to fix this. And one of my sister's friends comes back and goes, he has ads on his Spotify.
No, no, no. It's like
just comical.
It's all of a sudden like middle of the father-daughter dance, like get your insurance, yeah, to Geico.
Back to school.
No.
So it's after that, honestly, he kind of slayed the dance floor.
Okay.
The dance floor was like good. Hit after hit. Oh, like good. Old okay. people music, young people music. He honestly slayed the dance
okay,
floor.
And that's
mind
really
you,
important.
All the songs that were played were songs that my sister gave him. So like,
but so he went to that list. He but just
my,
didn't go to the other
my
ones.
Assumption is that vibed with him being high.
Right.
Like he was like, I'm going to turn the dance floor out because I'm high as fuck. So
that fit.
That part. And honestly, beautiful wedding. I uh-huh. cried. I laughed.
Good.
I gave an iconic speech. Nice. So much so that people kept coming up to me and I felt really famous.
Oh my God, famous. Yeah.
And I was like, I know I'm really funny and hot. And they're yeah. like, you're literally so funny and
the
hot.
The star of the wedding, the main character,
truly,
really.
Yeah. I would say I probably got more compliments than the bride. it was tough. I thought I might have to go into like witness protection.
Yeah.
Or something.
Mm, good thing it was across the country so you could
exactly.
escape
exactly. I
the
know
fame.
Those people, guys. Yeah. You know, I need the separation. Yeah. So all this is happening. Mm-hmm. Then on the dance floor that was lit, one of the wedding party guests has told us that he got cut off at the bar at 9:30 p.m., which is impressive.
When he told you this, were you like, yeah, that makes sense?
Yes. However, he did yeah. tell me this with a drink in his hand. And I was like, how did you cut
gave
off?
Him one yeah. last go.
No,
one
I just think he just like got
can.
It from somebody else. So he is saying that he got kicked off or cut off at the yeah. bar. Then he goes missing for a while and comes back. And I'm going up to this group of people. I already told you this.
Sean sent me this.
And
this is so funny.
He has determined at some point in the night, really drunk, that he forgot shirts that he had for the groom's party
uh-huh.
that were all lobster themed and these lobster shoes that he wanted to
right.
wear. So in his drunken stupor, he decided to take the golf cart from the house and drive to his Airbnb, which is like 15 minutes away. It's incredibly illegal.
Yeah.
You're not allowed
yeah,
to
not
take golf carts
to
on the
that.
Road.
Yeah, no.
He gets all of his lobster paraphernalia, returns. However, upon his leaving, he sees that there is a giant fork and spoon on the wall of the Airbnb.
And when Sean says giant, like Sean texted me about this and I was picturing like a big ladle spoon.
Yes.
No,
no.
This is like, did you ever see Thumbelina?
Yeah. Thumbelina vibes
it's,
of
it's,
the sizing.
If Thumbelina was holding a spoon.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like it's not intended to actually be
no,
used.
It's, a
decorative.
It's like a chuggy decoration.
Huge spoon.
Yes.
Yes.
And so he takes this from the Airbnb, which I also think is funny because he just like put it beside him in the golf cart, I guess.
Yeah.
And he returns to the wedding and is now proceeding to fill the spoon with alcohol, usually beer, and people are chugging from the spoon.
Yes.
And while this is happening, people are cheering, spoon, spoon. And I'm just absolutely blown away. I did hit the spoon, I will say.
Oh, of course.
Peer pressure got the best of me.
You have to.
But while this was happening, I was talking to my sister's friend, and we were kind of set back from this group of men cheering spoon.
Yeah.
And we were debating if it was a very straight activity or if it was a very gay activity.
Mm.
And, you know, we were back and forth.
Yeah.
She said just like the chanting is very straight. I said multiple men on their knees guzzling, pretty gay.
Pretty gay.
So we were having this, you know,
it flashes of the Troye Sivan music video.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Feeling the rush for everybody. Mm-hmm. No twinks, unfortunately, but
damn.
So while this is happening, while we're debating the straightness or the gayness of spoon culture,
yeah,
somebody proceeds to cheer, suck it down, boy.
No.
They meant it in the straightest, least ironic way
suck
possible.
Suck it down, boy.
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 And I was like, I've heard that, but it was not in a wedding context.
Somehow that made me both hetero and homophobic all in one breath.
That was the final seal on we decided it was a very gay activity.
Suck it down, boy. You know what the thing is I think that there's a lot of things like that where they go so straight that they become gay.
That's what we when people are so conservative that they swing around to being liberal.
They swing around the other way.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. They tried to create something so straight that they were just sucking it down, boy. So then
it's like when like teenage boys like wrestle each other.
I know. It seems
kind of gay.
It seems very gay.
Like why do you get like one beer in you and you're both just like, oh my, hormones are just
rub against your body.
Just bursting at the seams here. Yeah. Just got to wrestle you to the ground. Gay. Like it's so gay.
Super gay.
It feels very, very erotic actually.
So then at 12 p.m. there was...
What was that from the zone?
Oh, gay. I thought it was a burp.
I thought it was a burp too. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, there's probably a ball under the
seat. Julia from her seat just said, gay.
There's probably a ball under the chair. So then at 12 a.m., there was a scheduled blackout of the entire township we were in. So everything went down. There was generators for the music, so we still vibed a little bit. But then the rest of the wedding, like most people had gone home by 12. But the rest of the wedding, we took like all the candles up to the main house and just like... put a Sono speaker, like a portable speaker, in a bowl with all of our family members. Yeah. And we're like dancing and karaokeing in like pitch black with candles till like 3 in the morning. And that was the best part of the wedding.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah, and that's my mom was drinking like champagne out of like a mug. Like it was just like so absolute
cute.
Chaos.
I love that.
So that was really cute. Mm-hmm. So then, because of the scheduled blackout, since a lot of the water in the city is well water, I guess all the people that went back to the Airbnbs didn't have water.
No,
so,
you're kicking kinky foot.
Kinky for you.
Sean's kinky foot was just rubbing against our video.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Is that going to really fuck up the video quality today?
No.
Are you kidding? Why didn't you just leave it?
This is a very true behind the scenes moment. Look at this. Look at this content. Look at this access. Okay.
That was good. That was a good rejig. Wow. So I guess the people at the Airbnbs didn't have water. So
I'd simply die.
To drink, to shower, to anything, to shit, nothing.
When I have more than two alcoholic beverages, I need approximately 8 liters of water to get me through.
Absolutely.
Just to survive. Not to feel good, just to survive.
Totally. Just to reach like cruising altitude. Yeah. So I guess they went back to their Airbnbs with no water. People are like shitting in the toilets but can't flush them. So then the next morning when we all meet back up, we're talking to the same man who stole the spoon. Mm. And he tells us that he was walking around town trying to find somewhere to shit because he couldn't, because the Airbnb was like blocked up basically because so many people had dumpied on it.
No.
And this man, Brianne, decided to go into the ocean and take an aqua dump.
I mean... that might have been the best option.
And I immediately, a scientist, had questions because I have always been so curious about aqua dumps. I think, do you tread water? If you're treading water, are you loosening?
You can't tread water.
He said he was.
That's scary to me because if I picture my body in the shape of treading water, my cheeks are too close together.
And if it does get out, it's sliding up your back.
Like I'm sitting in a kind of treading position right now.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like it's not coming out clean.
I just don't think I could. I don't think I could loosen my butthole enough in water to.
While also treading.
Even if I was just like lying there or holding something, I don't think I could.
I think if I was just squatting in water, it would potentially be one of the best shits of my life.
Interesting.
But I don't think if I was swimming and actively trying to keep myself afloat in the pitch black at like a approximately 3 a.m.
No.
While wasted after doing like 18 spoon shots.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be the most enjoyable experience.
I just feel like I'm all about protecting the seal in the water, and that scares me.
Oh, I thought you meant like the seals, like the animals.
Oh, well, you know what's not protecting the seals? Aqua dumping in their natural habitat. No, the seal of my hole.
Like, okay, I talked to Julia about this the other day.
Okay.
Because
about aqua dumps?
No, I think I farted in the water.
Okay. I'm scared a little fish is going to get up there.
Well, that's what she said. She was confused because I said, it actually is really fun to fart in the water. It is.
Really fun.
It's one of the funnest things. Anyone out there who has done it, they know. They're listening right now and they're like, I get her. Like that is, Very fun. So anyways, I farted in the water. Okay. We were in the lake. Okay. And I told her, I said, I just farted. It was really fun. And she said, that's fucked up. Like, I'm divorcing you.
Yeah.
But then after we got through it, she said, she's confused because when you open up the seal, in her mind, it was going to like capture some of the things surrounding it. Like if I farted, then like I would also be like somehow vacuuming in lake water with my asshole.
Or like a squid or something.
Or a squid.
I think it's, you know, when you like hold a bucket underwater.
See, that's what I think it is. Exactly.
Creates the bubble effect. Yeah. I think that's what's happening in your butthole.
See, yeah, because I don't think anything gets up there.
I don't think anything gets up. No, but I'm still convinced it would.
Like, okay,
I'm
but if you put fart. A bucket, if you put a bucket underwater and push something out of it, would it break that seal? Like this
I don't
is science.
Think so.
So it would just move through the air pocket and nothing would it
I
wouldn't
think
puncture
so. I
the
think
air pocket.
There's like a vacuum of sorts.
Right.
But I don't think it breaks the vacuum.
Uh-huh.
This is a good question for a scientist.
This is there's a scientist listening and they've definitely researched this.
They're
there's some
notes.
Academic papers.
They're saying, holy shit, I've never thought about that. And I'm going to,
I think that we might've thought of like a new form of like physics or like something like we might've solved some problems here.
See, I can talk about this. That the seal won't be broken, but I still get scared to fart.
You're
in the water.
More scared of animals going up your
like
ass.
Like a great white. Like,
okay, I will say when I was going on about my like a year ago or whatever, when I thought I had worms and stuff, it was because I was on TikTok and they were like, listen, don't worry, friends, you probably don't have a parasite. Like all these people are telling you have a parasite. And then they said, unless
you fart in the water.
Close. They said, unless you've peed in open bodies of water.
We did talk about this.
Because it swims up the urethra.
But we thought we're such hard peers that like good luck.
That's true. When I'm peeing, it's really put. Yeah, try and swim up.
Yeah, I dare you with this stream.
Give it a fucking go, dude.
And if so, you're a strong swimmer and you deserve to be in there.
That's true. Sometimes, you
that's
know.
That's the Olympics for them. we got the Michael Phelps of fucking ringworm.
This parasite has earned its keep, okay?
Exactly.
It fought for
I'm
this.
I'm not going to take it away from that talent.
That's true. Sometimes I hear people peeing, you know, like just in general.
Yeah.
Sometimes you hear people peeing. Soft stream.
Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing, honestly.
Sometimes I feel like I have to pee and then I go to like the urinal and then it's like I didn't actually. I was just wanting something to do, I think.
Oh.
And then I get embarrassed because I'm like, I'm just doing like a little pee.
And then the person beside you is
like,
are you just
literally
here?
Like, I'm like
just
that's
to
a fire hose. And sometimes it's the opposite. I think how embarrassing. And then I hear another pee stream and I think how concerning the blast of that.
That,
like I'm surprised
I'm
that
kind
you
of on the concerning level.
Oh really?
I think I'm like at the point where it's somewhat concerning.
Interesting.
But I drink so much water.
Yeah.
And I like to get it done quick. Like I like to like I'm a real I'm not just letting it flow. Yeah. I'm blasting it.
And that's impressive.
Thank you.
So okay, so one of the things about the aqua dump that I found so fascinating.
Somebody's
Julia
ick
just
is,
said that she's getting the ick listening
somebody's
to this
ick is this episode. One of the things about the aqua dump I found so interesting is he said because there was no gravity that you were pooing into it.
No, back it up. What do you mean there's no gravity?
Okay, well there's obviously gravity, but when you're shitting in a toilet bowl,
uh-huh,
it's like falling to the water.
Oh,
but
got
when
it.
You're
okay.
Shitting in water, it's not. So he said it just remains one solid log because there's nothing to like break it apart.
Did it Okay. Okay.
Just thought you'd like to know that. I thought that was a very interesting. I was gagged.
That's why I think it's maybe one of the best shits of your life.
I would never. I literally would never.
Yes, you would.
No, I honestly wouldn't. If somebody was like saw off your own leg or shit in water, I think I would be like,
pardon bye leg. Me?
Yeah.
No. Why? Because you're just too classy or something?
No, I just think the experience I think would change me and not in a good way.
Right. What? I'd what if be you fearful could... I could never shit again normally. It was such a good experience.
You like have like, to run the bath every time.
I have to find a body of water every time. I just would fill up my toilet bowl really high and just kind of dunk my ass in every time. Oh my god. Oh, I think my phone's the board patrons. Honestly, that's where the patrons the cut. Welcome okay. patrons to the audio.
So all this coming together into yeah. a new ick of mine, which is somebody okay. aqua dumping, obviously. Mm-hmm. But a new ick was then after the wedding, I flew home.
Okay.
And so I get on the plane and I am sitting next to somebody I know. And we look behind us and the people that are sitting behind us are like a dad and like a young son, like maybe like 8.
Okay.
And they're sitting behind us and the flight is going on and this dad's like probably like 40 something.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting and I'm watching a movie and suddenly I feel something touch my elbow and I'm like, what the fuck is that?
No.
And I turn around.
No.
And this dad has taken his shoes off, which already people no. that take their shoes off on airplanes.
Julia, just you wait.
We've talked about this before. I've said this before. Don't get too comfortable on a plane. Don't do it. It's we're in a shared. It's like we're all sharing the same living room. Not only has this man taken his shoes off, he has put his feet up and rested them on the back of my armrest and then snuggled them up and they're rubbing against my arm. So I'm pushing back to be like, you're
so that he's aware.
Yeah. And he's like going, maybe he wanted to fuck or something.
No, he wanted to fuck.
But he was like caressing my arm with his
no.
socked foot.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Sean, you can only push back and be pushed against so much before they're ready to fuck.
I agree. So it was shocking.
Because at first, if your elbow was stable
yeah.
and he kept caressing or pushing against it,
maybe it's a part of the chair.
He thought it was a part of the chair. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The whole thing is so fucking weird. Yeah. But the pushing.
The pushing. The caressing.
Oh my
Anyways,
God.
But that was such an ick of mine because my ick was already people taking their shoes off, Julia.
Yeah.
But the putting your socked foot up on someone's armrest.
You should have just turned right around and stuck your foot through too.
I just like put it on his little kid. Like now what? What are you going to do now?
No, honestly, at that point, you've got to fight back with your foot.
No, it was warfare.
You got to take a stand.
So,
no, I'm okay. This brings me to one of my icks because okay. it has to do with
flying.
Well, not necessarily, but armrests and spatial awareness.
Yeah.
I cannot stand when you sit down at a theater, a movie theater or like a theater to watch a play or something like that. And there's a guy beside you and he's taking both armrests.
Oh, no. No,
like
no.
it's fucking weird as fuck, dude. Like lean one way or the other if you have to take an armrest.
Exactly.
Like, these are shared armrests.
Look around, see which way the collective lean is.
Yes.
And then take that one.
Even weirder is we all have a spot for our individual beverages.
Which means you should probably lean that way.
Towards your beverage. So when your like fat, hairy arm is on my fucking rest and I'm trying to get my fat, hairy arm on my rest.
To drink your drink.
To drink my drink. And your little fingies are fondling my Coca-Cola.
No, that's bad.
That sends me. Yeah. Like, that's too much.
No.
Okay, but we need to go back to feet because one of my icks is the fact that Julia puts her feet on everything.
What do you mean?
No, it's
what do you
fucking
mean
so weird. Sean. Okay, so I call her feet her yams.
Okay.
Okay. I literally have to tell her to put her yams away all the time.
What do you mean away?
Okay, I'll give you one of the most extreme examples. Okay, like we'll just go dive right in.
No, I need to know what the extremes is.
First of all, she always wants to have like her foot up like on a table. Like we'll be like eating fucking breakfast and I look over and her fucking little yams are like clinging to the edge of the table.
So on like a full height dining table? Yes. I also love that this is just complaining and she's just
right in front
there.
Of her. Yeah. We have the eyewitness. Yeah. Here. This is like therapy.
That's kind of impressive.
Well, she has very flexible hips.
Apparently.
Yeah. So I call them her frog legs.
Frog legs and yams.
Yeah, exactly. Just to give you guys like, you know, the rundown so you understand how the story's going. We have the frog legs, we have the yams.
Are they socked on the table or are they?
Not always. Not always.
The dogs are loose.
The dogs are loose. And so barking. Much so that my sister's baby, Blake, has started to put her foot up on the table. And Brooke will send me pictures and be like,
Julia Vines.
I'll send back a picture almost in real time.
Here's my baby.
Almost all the time she has her fucking foot on something. And I'll just send it back. And I'll be like, oh, Julia's got her foot out too. It's fucking
wild.
Okay, so this is the extreme example.
Okay.
This is actually, I think she could go to jail for this. I'm not exaggerating. Like, I actually think that, like, she could at very least get banned from a majority of establishments.
Okay.
And anyone who's ever thought Julia was, like, cute or, like, anything from Instagram, like, this is going to send you guys into orbit. So
all of a sudden, the follower requests are just,
they're
going like, to
drop. They're going to plummet. They're going to plummet. Skigs10's going to take a hit on Instagram. So we are at... I can't say the grocery store because I genuinely think she's going to get banned.
Yeah, no.
It's a hot summer's day. Okay. We are shopping around. Okay. And she was in like slides.
Okay.
Okay. We get to the section. We're picking out our almond milk. Okay. And it's like in the fridge, almond milk.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you want to do the vanilla or should we do the non-sweetened or like what? I look down. She has her fucking yam against a gallon of milk.
Like in the fridge.
In the fucking fridge. Barefoot. On a gallon of milk.
To like cool it down?
Yes, to cool it down. There are people around. Like shopping.
So you were wearing like sandals?
Yeah, she just took her foot out of her slide. And put her barefoot onto milk in the fridge.
No.
Yeah. I start freaking out. Yeah, I flip out.
You're
like,
we're going to be
Julia,
jailed.
Get your fucking yam off of the dairy. Like, what the actual fuck has gone through your head? She looks at me, unfazed, unembarrassed. She goes, it's a hot day and my toes are swelling. Like, I was
You're
ready to call the
monster.
Authorities. Like,
no.
ACAB, but I was ready. Yeah. You know? Like, I was ready.
But sometimes they gotta do it.
Gotta yeah.
For a crime that severe, there's nothing else you can do.
No, and
I don't think I would ever grocery shop again if I walked into a grocery store and saw somebody's bare dogs on milk.
Okay, so this is what it did to me. Because I thought, I consider her a... person who isn't like sick in the head.
Right.
I learned that day that I was wrong.
You were wrong.
But when you think about the rest of the population and the things that they do to the items in the grocery store, it changes your life once you've seen a yam on the dairy.
I did watch somebody pick their nose
yeah.
and then grab a bunch of green onions. And then yeah. look it over and then return it because I guess it was like a little like soft or something. And that I would say is on a similar level.
I think I'd take the nose pick onions over the yam foot, but that's just me.
I will say I do think a new ick of mine is like any grown man in a flip flop.
Oh,
or just honestly people in flip-flops.
Yeah, you told me this last summer because I was wearing flip-flops.
Yeah,
like,
it
what
gives
the fuck
me an ick. There's so
you.
Many other sandal options.
See, that was my skinny Jane.
Right.
That was my it's like there's other options, babe.
Yeah, and I'm not a big sandal person anyways. Mm-hmm. I just don't really like seeing people's feet, especially now that I know that they're just like on milk. But something about a flip, the sound.
That should be a PETA ad.
Don't wear flip-flops.
don't drink milk because people's feet have been on the cartons.
True. This could be you. This could be you. Your milk.
This could be your fucking dairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, yeah, I get what you're saying about flip-flops. I don't know, though, because now they're coming back in. It's hard. I'm struggling.
Do you want them?
Yeah. And they're, like, cool again. Because people are dressing, like, Y2K into the 2010s. They're doing later vibes. The only vibes, one I'll let flip-flops
like, come back is mm-hmm. the platform flip-flop. Because they're so
yeah.
hilariously stupid.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, ankle mm-hmm. support? None.
Zero. Get ready to break them.
Your
Get ready.
Foot is attached to, like, a block of cheese
of foam. By
two pieces of plastic.
Literally. Like,
any shift in surface, you're breaking both ankles.
So you know what's going to be sad is when that comes back full force, and then the millennials trying to cling to trendiness and youth, I'm speaking for myself,
yes.
Purchase those and learn very quickly that we will break our ankles at this age.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, like when you're 18, you roll your ankle, you bounce.
Yeah, we're not bouncing
anymore. No. We're going to walk around. Like the numbers at hospitals are going to skyrocket for broken ankles.
Well, because we're not drinking milk because of the facts that we were just presented today.
The feet
on the milk.
Yeah,
so our
exactly.
bones are just brittle and dusty.
That's so true. Julia and I were away a few weeks ago. And during that trip was when I like basically broke my back. That's what it felt like. I couldn't stand up. And within a day of that happening, Julia literally just stepped down and like broke her toe. So literally the both of us were walking down the street. I was like bent fully over, like tears were rolling down my face. I was in so much pain. Julia's like hobbling, like literally like screaming in pain because of her toe. And we're like, if people see us right now,
they're going to think you're like 60.
We need to tell them that we got in a car accident.
For sure.
Like, this is so embarrassing. I broke my back reaching across the breakfast table and Julia stepped and broke her toe.
The breakfast, honestly, it's where all the good ones it go is. Down.
So we are at that age.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I'm prepared for like 6 layers of foam under my flip flop.
No. You're
going to
break like
it.
Your femur. Like not, not an ankle. It's going to be something much more severe.
Oh my God. Okay. I have another ick, which is now really funny.
Okay.
Considering this episode.
Okay.
My ick is when people burp for like humor moments.
Oh.
Like Brittany Broski.
Oh.
There's something about it that is so like millennial coded.
Yeah.
And it drives me up the fucking wall.
I'm shocked as you, somebody who is also so millennial coded. I know. That doesn't resonate with you.
I'd think it would, but I see it. And this to me, I think is a true ick because my response is irrational.
Right.
Like I feel in a rage. Like it's not like I'm just like, oh, that's not funny. Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
I feel like rage.
That's impressive.
Like I like see red.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Interesting.
I just think she's so fucking funny in every other way. So I'm like, why are we still burping?
Some people have IBS, babe.
So do you think it's not intentional for funniness? Because I think it's like pointed.
I think she must burp. This just being targeted at one person currently.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't care. What
I think she must burp like a fair amount that it's so constantly in her videos. They don't sound like forced burps.
I will say, you know, you have power when people now have incorporated burping into their comedy because she's so popular that other people do it. And I think that's part
it's
of
like
my
Emma Chamberlain edit. Like, you
exactly.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah. The Brittany Broski burp. It's yeah. like, it's a form of comedy now.
But you can't be the OG.
You can't.
You can't be a gassy girl if you're not one.
That's true.
And you can tell when it's forced.
You can.
Yeah.
Some people are just naturally talented and some people aren't.
Brittany's have like a spunk to them.
See, that's what drives it makes me sick. I feel like she's going to barf on me every time it happens. It
I
makes
like
me
that they're
literally
like a little wet because they feel
no,
real.
I can't talk about this. It literally
we just talked about somebody aqua dumping.
I know. And that, see, this is what I'm saying. That is not somehow icky to me. But the idea of someone burping like that, like, it's like I literally see red.
This is not an ick, but I also find it really funny when people get really grossed out about talking about like burps or like shitting or farting. Right. And you kind of are like that sometimes, aren't you? Because I...
No, I don't like specific words. I don't mind talking about shit. I don't mind talking about like...
You don't like poop.
Right? Oh, I can't even hear the word. Pooping. I hate it. I hate when people say like poo. Or like, I can't even say it. Pooing. It's like freaks me the fuck out. Like, just say you took a shit.
That's like, do you want to be a girl who poos or do you want to be a bitch that shits? I love
literally
that.
Literally.
Yeah.
No, it's the childish words for gross, quote unquote gross stuff that like sent, like it makes me sick. Like I pee peed like like, oh god, like I will fucking like barf all over. No, like I can't say you took a piss, you took a shit.
Well, because you don't tinkle. I tinkle sometimes.
I piss.
You piss and you shit. Nobody's doing it like
I hate
you.
How I'm creating an episode that is my ick for all of our poor listeners. For anyone whose first time it is here, just know that it's gonna be this bad every time.
This is not a standout.
I mean, we usually don't talk about piss and shit.
No,
but
it's usually
is
like the coming.
Oh god, don't even get me started.
Harley, don't step on my laptop, sweetheart.
Oh, sweetie, you can't see that we're here with our laptop.
And she's like, can you stop special this guest episode?
She's like, this sucks. This is terrible. John, why do you do this? Oh, Harley, you're so sweet.
I love her.
Cutie beauty.
Yeah.
I wish she was deaf so she didn't have to hear all this.
She knows. She's lived here long enough.
Yeah, it's terrible for her. So we tonight are going to do a little Pride recap.
Yes.
With our pals.
Yes.
Some pals are coming over to Sean's and we're going to fill them in.
I need it
all. I need quickly before we go to know you... Kind of, I think we're given the vibe that, like, you know, you're going for your sister's wedding, but you're going to miss Pride.
Yeah.
When you were there, did you really think about it? Do you feel like you missed a lot or were you getting FOMO?
I had a lot of FOMO until, like, I heard people talk about it. And then it kind of balanced it out a little bit. Only, like, seeing... I would get, like, a video of one of our friends, like, so fucked up. And I'd get FOMO. But then I'd be like, oh, I know that I would just be, like, so horrendously hungover and stuff like that.
Right. So you weren't missing
like
a hangover.
FOMO. Mm-hmm. But I will say, after being away for 10 days...
Yeah.
Without... a single other queer person. If you had asked me if I missed Pride when it was happening and asked me if I missed Pride at the end of the 10 days, my response is, please don't step on my laptop, sweetheart.
Oh, love you.
No, she's like, you want to fucking bet? Harley, don't do that.
She's like, I'm stepping on it. Yeah, so it's like... It's more that you're fiending over being around other queer people.
Yes, I definitely, especially when I literally spend almost all of my days specifically around queer people.
Yes.
It was a very jarring experience to not have.
That's one thing that I genuinely think that straight people don't realize when they're like, why do we need queer spaces and stuff? And I know we've talked about this in a more serious tone, but genuinely... Going to a gay bar or hanging out with queer people is a completely different experience, vibe, understanding, everything than going to a straight pub or hanging out with your straight
wedding.
Friends. Straight wedding.
It was also weird because I was like, I don't know what to talk to some of you about, especially I do not relate to straight men in the slightest.
No, yeah.
So and like, it was to the point that I would be like, if I ask you if you're excited for Addison Rae's new EP, like you're going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. So what else is there?
I'm like, do you think that Addison Rae is coming to serve cunt and save pop music? And they're like, sorry, what? You know, it was hard.
I love that Addison is just like, I'm going to be the next Britney Spears bitch.
And she
is. She's hyper focused on it. And she is. She's giving that vibe.
She is.
I love her.
That EP is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I love her. I haven't listened to her music yet.
It's so good.
But I just love her.
It's so good.
And she's got the Britney Spears vibe. Like, she's not trying to do any more or less, you know?
She's, like, not a singer, but she's such a good performer.
Yeah.
And she's...
She's got the
girl.
Britney Spears dancing down. She's got the body. She's got the whole look. She's got it. She's got it going on.
Yeah.
Good
Britney
for her.
Never saying.
And see, this is the conversation you were wanting to have at your sister's wedding that you didn't get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was tough, but I'm really excited for the recap because I feel like I missed a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this was fun for us. I'm sure not for anyone who listens to this episode.
Honestly, for the bitches that shit, it's going to be fun. For the girls that poop, it's not.
Oh God. Oh my. I can't even listen to that word come out of someone's mouth. I don't know if it's the double P sound. There's something about it that like phonetically like hurts.
Mm.
It's just.
But you also don't like poo, so.
I know. I don't like it. I don't think it's the P's really are doing it. It fucks with me. It's so disgusting. Okay. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, rate us 5 stars. Please, God. I know after this episode, you're thinking
you're like, maybe a heart 2,
maybe a 3. You know, you're trying to sink us. Yeah. But just hang on. Go listen to some other episodes. Wait till next week. Please, God, give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Go to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link in our bio. You can become a patron. You can watch half of this episode on video, which is
the luxury.
A gift. Yeah. You know, we really give it all to our patrons. And you can also follow us on Instagram personally at Sean.Lusk. You need to step it up. You stopped posting again.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So step it up. Bring it back for the people at Sean.Lusk. Well,
the last thing I posted was a heartfelt reel to women. So I thought that might cleanse it for a bit, but
that was nice. But I need you to pick up the pace.
I will
pick it up. Okay.
Yeah.
And at Brianne Williamson, I'm always picking up the pace.
You
pace
are,
is
yeah.
up.
The pace is a little too up.
It's yeah. Some might say that down. I could slow the pace down. Yeah. Okay. Well, the notes have been provided, and we will see you on Instagram. Until next time, we will see you around the game.
There's no fucking camera.
Fuck us.